I want to get back into the take on some of the things that we've been looking at for the entire week. This entire week has been, you know, another week in America in the 220s. Strange behavior, denials, Russian misinformation that turns out to be, well, the straight poop when it comes to Hunter Biden. By the way, it's not Hunter Biden that got too high floating over Montana, from what I understand. Let's see here. I'm going to go to bite number 8. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He says he is not going to give up his, he's not going to give up his gas stove, not now and not ever, right? Why would he? Yeah, he's not giving that up. He's going to stick with it, and he's going to stick with it with Ted Cruz, too, by the way. Listen to this.
Gas stoves have been in the news lately, and I've come out strongly against the Consumer Product Safety Commission pursuing any ban of gas stoves. In fact, I'm introducing legislation today with Senator Cruz that would ensure that they don't, and separately sending a letter to the commission with Senator Lankford seeking clarification about the commission's sudden desire to conduct an RFI on gas stoves. Yesterday, DOE published its first-ever efficiency standard for cooktops, including gas stoves. Now, I've always been a proponent of energy efficiency, but the draft rule proposes efficiency levels that DOE says at the highest level up to 96% of gas stoves don't currently meet. I don't like where I think they're going with this, and I tell you one thing, they're not taking my gas stove out, and my wife and I would both be upset.
Yeah, my wife and I would both be upset. Yeah. Ted Cruz co-sponsoring that. What about the gas stove deal? All right, I get it. You have an open flame in your house. You're burning stuff. Well, if I'm cooking, I'm burning stuff, you know, more often than Ivy, that's for sure. I get that. But that's true no matter what you cook on. Food cooks food. You know, oil gets hot. You need good ventilation. I mean, cooking hot dogs over a campfire. S'mores. Which we're going to ban s'mores, folks. They're a danger to the children. Obesity and the smoke and the danger of s'mores. Join me now, nomoresmores.com. I mean, seriously. You can't protect people from themselves, but so far. And inductive cook surfaces, are they more efficient? Yeah. What's the best way to cook? Over an open flame. That beautiful blue flame. I love cooking over the blue flame, don't you? Come on. Same as Joe Manchin there, who waffles back and forth between common sense and complete delirium. I mean, sometimes you make sense, and then there's the rest of the time. Come on, Joe Manchin. Take your medicine. Get with the team more regularly. Anyhow, so gas stoves, I don't know where that goes. I don't see how that makes any sense. Speaking of gas stoves, all right, if we're going to stay on gas stoves for just a moment, why not? All right, let's stay with gas stoves and Governor Ron DeSantis. He's going a different direction. Governor Ron DeSantis, smashing the woke movement with a sledgehammer daily, announced a permanent ban on a sales tax for all gas stoves. No sales tax on gas stoves. And he says socialist controls will not be coming to Florida. Listen to this.
And because of things that have happened more recently, we're also eliminating permanently the sales tax on gas stoves. They want... They are coming after people's gas stoves. New York is just doing something to ban. So as they're banning, we're saying no tax. But this is just the principle of this, that they want to control every single aspect of your life. They want to be able to determine what type of energy you're allowed to use, how much energy you're allowed to use. And so this is all part of a larger scheme. And so I think in the state of Florida, we're saying, you know, don't tread on us on this. We're going to stand for people's freedoms.
It reminds me, and I see some folks on Getter making this comment. You can always join a live conversation of the feed of this program each morning on the Getter social media platform, by the way. Be somebody, get into a live conversation talking about wood, like I just was, at wood stoves. When I grew up, a couple of people I knew had wood stoves. One in particular, a good friend of mine, Tim, his whole family heated the kitchen in the heart of the home with an old-fashioned wood stove this time of the year. All right? That's what they could afford. Now, that certainly would be illegal. You have a wood stove, they're going to come right into your house as if you've got, you know, a pistol with a brace on it. They're going to kick your door right in and drag you right out to jail, to climate jail. Who the hell? The events to make you stop heating and cooking food. Stop it. Step away from the wood stove. You, step away from the pot pie. I mean, seriously, these people are nuts. Nuts. Wood stoves. Let's be fair. Wood produces particulate and ash and the chemicals like carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. All sorts of problems with fire. Fire is not our friend. We need, you know, from the Jungle Book, you know, we need the fire song. Play it right in here. That's how far gone these people are. And when I say they're going to ban s'mores, you can laugh. But somewhere, there's some intellectual, considering how we ban open flame and fire in America. We must get rid of these campfires. They're creating this much, and the footprint to the climate change and the carbon footprint of campfires each year is X, Y, and Z. These people are absolutely lost. Lost. Yeah. One volcano. Anyhow, if you actually want to save money and be efficient, well, Connect Geothermal will do it for you. Well, Connect Geo, it uses the water in your yard. It's not on fire. It's well water. And it's the greatest thing in the world when it comes to a state-of-the-art heat pump. A thermodynamics in action right there, saving you 70% on your heating and cooling needs. If you have a well in your yard, this might be the answer. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. Man, you could be a good match. Check it out. I'll be back.
Asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.